Hi, I'm Bethany.
And I'm Olivia.
This is Would You Rather Questions with Bethany and Olivia.
I'm Olivia.
I'm Bethany. Now,
what's question number one, Bethany?
Question number one. Okay. Here you go. Get ready for it.
Uh-huh.
Would you rather have seven fingers or seven toes?
Like only seven fingers, yeah, and well, seven toes, or like
no.
Seven on each foot,
like,
or each hand.
You'd have your regular five toes, and then you'd have your seven fingers on your hands, both hands. And then, or you'd have your five fingers on your hands, and then you'd have your seven toes on your feet.
Okay, but it would be like seven on each.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So it'd be like 14.
14 fingers.
I'll take toes.
Because
you can cover that up easier.
What would you do with your 14 toes?
Put them in shoes.
No. Okay, here's the thing. You want 14 fingers, right? Because
what are you going to do with 14 fingers?
Because you could, like, hold stuff. Now that I'm thinking about it, I don't really know. But, like, more rings.
True. You could, like, have... Wait, that's smart. Okay, but, like, toe rings.
You can't put toe... No.
Sure you can.
Because you have your closed-toed shoes, and no one will see your toe rings.
Yeah, unless I put on not closed-toed
shoes.
Well,
no, you're not allowed to do that, because 14 toes, that'll look really weird in closed-toed shoes.
Okay.
Toe sandals.
I would just shove all my toes in one shoe.
Okay.
And hide them.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to ask the next question.
You go for it.
Okay, here's a fun one. Would you rather would you rather vomit on your hero or your hero vomit on you?
Oh. Like hero as
like
in
your role model.
Role
like
model.
Your mom maybe.
Oh. That's definitely who I thought of.
Oh. Yeah. Or like, I don't know, Dwayne Johnson.
Is that your role model?
Probably.
I would probably rather have them throw up on me.
Who is them?
I don't know. Anyone. Because I feel like me throwing up on someone, I'd never live it down. But if my role model threw up on me, then they'd like apologize
to
me
for it. You can have it on them forever.
Well, exactly. And I can be like, oh, remember that time when you threw up on me? And then all of a sudden I'm cooler than
them. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think I'd also choose that option.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know. I feel like being covered in Dwayne Johnson's throw up is kind of a flex.
Yeah, you can walk around. You can wear a sign on your shirt. When Dwayne Johnson threw up on me.
Yes. Okay. That's, I'm going to have that shirt.
Please don't.
Okay, we go in next.
Uh-huh.
Next question.
Number three.
Okay. This one's the gross one, I think. Would you rather drink from a toilet or pee in a litter box?
No comment.
No. You have to answer. You have to answer.
What's yours? What's your answer?
probably pee in a litter box. Because, like...
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you're not ingesting anything.
Toilets are gross.
Agreed.
And, like, I'm not trying to get my mouth anywhere.
And if it's,
near
like,
that.
A clean litter box.
Yeah.
And not like people have to watch you. So you just, no one would know.
The cat would know.
Sure, the cat would definitely know.
I feel like I just wouldn't want to be in that situation.
Yeah, no. That's why I said no comment.
Well, but then he commented. You'd rather pee in a litter box.
Probably. I mean, if I had to choose one.
If you had to choose one.
Yeah, if it was like a life or death situation.
I mean, if you come over to my house, I got a litter box.
Yeah, I'm not. No.
If you're curious.
Definitely not curious. I have a toilet at my house if you want to drink from it.
No. I'm good.
Uh-huh, thanks. Yeah, I figured.
Get some ice in a cup, nice glass of water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then fill it up with toilet water. You know, in case you just wanted to know what it tastes
delicious.
Like.
Delicious. Sounds
refreshing.
This great toilet water.
Yeah. Like clean toilet water.
Well, yeah.
Or like
No.
Okay.
We don't want her. Okay, next question.
Okay, this one's
interesting. Would you rather be always hot or always cold?
Well, I'm already always cold.
Oh.
So I guess I'll just stick with always cold.
Even
because
in, like,
then you
winter?
Can warm up.
You can't warm up. You're always cold.
Yeah, but you can like wear more layers.
Well, then you're still always cold. That's the question.
I'd still rather be always cold.
Really? Actually, I probably would too, because sweat is the grossest thing ever.
Sweat is so gross. If you sweat and you enjoy it, you're gross.
No. And like, okay, if I'm wearing like a gray shirt, that's going to be so bad.
Actually, that would make fashion choices a lot easier. Because then you wouldn't have to worry about sweating through your shirts. Especially during the summer.
Yeah. And then like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. If it's the winter and you're hot, though, I bet that'd feel good.
I'd still rather be cold.
I think I would too. And like, you can't warm up. You're like always teeth chattering.
Well, not that cold.
And then like, no, it's that cold.
Like you're always like blue.
Well, no, not blue, but like you're shivering.
Blue.
You have goosebumps. Shut up.
Goosebumps.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Yeah. I'd still take that over being hot. Being hot is so inconvenient.
I know. Being hot, though.
Being hot.
Being
in
hot.
In the different sense.
Temperature-wise.
Is so convenient. Being hot temperature-wise is inconvenient.
Temperature-wise, no. Being hot sucks. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Next question. Okay, here's one that I really like. Would you rather have 10,000 spoons when you need a knife or always have a knife when you need a spoon? I really like this one.
10,000 spoons.
10,000 spoons. What
because
could you do
you
with 10,000 spoons?
Because you can still cut things with spoons. Technically.
Can you?
You can like
what if they're dull
side spoon it.
What if you need to cut a steak and you have 10,000 spoons?
I then really you think like stab it with the spoon and just like bring the whole thing
it's
up to your
steak.
Mouth.
It's a
steak. Yeah, you can like scoop it up.
Okay, let's say you're at a fancy restaurant and you have 10,000 spoons to eat a steak.
There's just 10,000 spoons on the table or like in my bag or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're just everywhere?
Yeah. How would you deal with that?
Not go to fancy restaurants.
Okay, see, that's why you'd always have a knife when you need a spoon.
But you can't. What if it's like a sharp knife? You'd cut your little lip.
No, you would. You'd cut your steak and then you'd eat it.
With your fingers?
Sure.
What if it was soup? How would you eat soup?
Well, it'd be a very slow process, but I could do it with a knife.
That's why. That's why I said you could, like, cut your lip.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, It'd take a while. Mm-hmm. I just wouldn't eat soup, probably. Or cereal. Imagine eating cereal
no,
with a knife.
I'd be so sad not eating cereal. I love cereal.
Or like ice cream with a knife.
You could do that. That'd be easy.
Could you?
Yeah, you just scoop it.
Well,
it's kind
like,
of a solid.
Cut your tongue off.
You just like lick it sideways. Like the flat side.
I think, okay, spoons, they're kind of useless. Cause like,
oh, I love spoons. I eat everything with spoons.
Oh my gosh. Of course you do. Okay,
what
does
that supposed
if you have,
mean?
If you have mac and cheese, right?
Yeah,
do you eat it with a spoon or a fork?
Spoon.
No.
Yes.
No.
If you eat it with a fork, you're not getting any of the cheese juice.
You. I don't know if I want to get the cheese juice.
Yes, you do.
But, okay, because, like, okay, with a fork, you can, like, stab the noodles.
With a spoon, you can scoop them.
Well, okay, but then they fall off.
No, they don't. What kind of mac and cheese are you eating?
No.
Oh, are you eating dry noodles? You don't want cheese juice?
Okay, like Kraft mac and cheese, right?
Yeah, that's like cheese juice. It's not real cheese.
Well, obviously, but it's with a fork, because then you can get all the noodles on the fork. Oh my gosh, and then you know when you do the thing where you put the noodle onto the fork prong, and then like have the four noodles? And then
no, I always eat my mac and cheese with a spoon.
Oh my gosh.
No, that'd be so inconvenient.
I don't think so. I think...
Actually, eating mac and cheese with anything other than a spoon is just unreasonable.
No, a fork.
You're so stupid.
Eat mac and cheese with a fork. No, like any pasta. You eat it with a fork.
Well, like, I get, like, long spaghetti.
Yeah.
Like, you'd eat with a fork, not because you couldn't get your spoon around it. But, yeah.
Like, if you're eating, like, ravioli. You don't use a spoon.
Sure you can. You scoop
no, you
up the little
don't.
Raviolis.
Like, you have to stab them and then put
I
them
actually
in.
Eat ravioli with the spoon.
Do you actually?
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, no, and then you have your little ravioli and you have to put the spoon in your ravioli in your mouth. That's just so inconvenient. Ugh, no. You'd use a fork.
No, I have definitely used a spoon before.
Well, oh my god.
Oh, I also used a spoon to eat, like, cornbread.
What the heck? I just eat cornbread with my fingers.
You're utensilless?
Yeah, I am utensilless when eating cornbread.
So, do you eat chili with a spoon?
I don't like chili.
Okay, but
like, if I did, probably.
Okay, good. That's the right answer.
Okay, chili is like mostly soup, though. It's maybe. Like soup with the
depends
chunks.
How you make it.
Chunky soup. Chunky soup.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
The final question of
episode one. Okay, here you go. Ready for this?
Oh, I'm so ready.
Would you rather swim in a pool of barbecue sauce or a pool of mac and cheese?
Obviously a pool of mac and cheese. And why? I'd eat it with a spoon.
Oh my gosh. Why? Why? Actually, I think that's... I also would agree. Because barbecue sauce, wouldn't that sting you?
Like it's spicy. Like get in your face holes.
Ew. Well, okay, you don't want mac and cheese in your face holes.
Sure, I do.
Cheese juice in your face holes?
Sure.
No.
And I'd clean it out with this.
Oh my gosh. Well, okay, I think mac and cheese, but like, I don't know. I think barbecue sauce would be painful. Because it's like.
And barbecue sauce is just gross.
You ever gotten like spice in your eyes? Like, I was making.
Can't say I've ever spiced my eyes.
I was making spicy ketchup once, and I had to put this like powder stuff into the ketchup. And then I had it in my hand. So I was
you
like.
Blow in your hand?
No. I had the spicy powder stuff in my hand. I was sprinkling it into the ketchup. And then afterwards, I decided to rub my eyes. So I got the spicy stuff in my eye, and it hurts so much. So that's why I'd rather swim in a pool of mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather swim in a pool of mac and cheese because mac and cheese is just superior.
Yeah.
But it'd have to be gluten free mac and cheese.
Well, it doesn't say gluten-free mac and
can't
cheese.
Can't have no gluten up in here.
So wait, if it was non-gluten-free mac and cheese, which one would you choose?
I'd still choose mac and cheese and just deal with the consequences.
Okay. I'm not trying to be in that pool with you.
I didn't mean it like that.
How do I end this?
That was episode one.
That was episode one of the Would You Rather questions with us. We don't have a
with us.
With Bethany and Olivia. Uh-huh. Spoon you later.